Leading with love. Con Karapanagiotidis, OAM, named Melburnian of the Year. Be part of building a more compassionate Australia, where everyone has a seat at the table. Inspired by Melburnian of the Year, Con Karapanagiotidis, OAM. From a Greek Australian child experiencing racism in a country town to CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con has turned trauma into action that positively impacts countless lives. As a human rights lawyer, social worker, Children's Ground board member, philanthropist, masseur, and cooking enthusiast, Con is both a passionate advocate for people in need and a voracious learner. Education is power, the power to do good and the power to influence and change things for the better. Thanks to my parents' legacy, I get to live this dream. I can't waste that opportunity, Con said. Family values. Con's grandparents came to Australia as refugees, and his parents made great sacrifices for their children. His dad spent humiliating and grueling years working on a tobacco farm to support the family, and his mum never fulfilled her dream of being a maths teacher. Con was the first in his family to complete high school. Con and his sister, Her Honour Nola Karapanagiotidis, who was the first Greek-Australian woman to be appointed a judge in the County Court of Victoria, remain ever grateful for these sacrifices and their family's strong Greek values. The Greek term philoxenia means to welcome the stranger or to love the stranger. Philotimo, too, means being a servant to love. These values are like breathing for Greeks, Con said. Society so often forgets it, but everyone deserves to be seen and valued. After all, with a change of the wind, we could be the ones in search of safety and welcome. A seat at my table, philoxenia. Con's strong family values have made their way into the title of his Greek cookbook. Created with his mother, Sia, A Seat at My Table, Philoxenia, includes 100 vegan and vegetarian recipes. The book has raised more than $200,000 for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. The power of compassion. Motivated by generational tenacity and a conscious decision to lead with love, Con's journey has seen him support the most vulnerable people in our communities. Among Con's many roles, he has worked the midnight shift on a crisis line, run support groups for male survivors of incest, promoted safety for sex workers on the streets of St Kilda, and provided massage clinics for men experiencing homelessness. I was working with men sleeping rough, tough guys who'd been in prison, and they'd be like little lambs. They told me it was the first time they'd been touched without being harmed. We don't often think about that with men, Con said. People we turn our backs on have trauma at the heart of their journey. That's the common thread. Whether it be displacement, abuse, serious health issues, bereavement or family breakdown, trauma is the universal story. Intergenerational trauma, in particular, places people at the margins. Everyone is worthy. There's no such thing as a broken person. Most Australians are just a step away from being on the streets, so we need to show each other compassion. A charity begins. At 28, Con founded the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre with TAFE students he was teaching to become welfare workers. Their first task was to provide meals for refugees who couldn't find food in Melbourne. The TAFE students were migrants, refugees, and lots of Australian mums in their 40s and 50s returning to studies. They were people about whom the world had low expectations, Con said. This project taught them that they could make a difference and change the world for the better. All you need is the intention, passion, and ideals to do so. There's not much more to it than that. The 8-week TAFE project became a charity, and thousands of people began to volunteer and donate in the wake of the Tampa affair. At its peak, meetings of 1,400 people were held at Melbourne Town Hall, hosted by former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser. Melburnians who came along told Con they were feeling helpless and ashamed to be Australian. They brought with them cash donations, boxes of veggies they'd grown and blankets they'd knitted. Astonishing impact. 22 years later, the non-profit has made a huge impact, supporting 30,000 people in need, raising $250 million and saving thousands of lives. This success was based on three core principles. I decided that the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre would never take money from the Australian government, that we would be outspoken and fearless, and that we would never turn anyone away in need, Con said. Today, 200 staff members and 1,000 volunteers deliver English classes, a full-scale legal service, an incubator for refugee-led businesses, two social enterprise cafes, numerous programs in health, education, housing, meals, financial aid, and women's empowerment, and much more. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has also worked tirelessly to support and evacuate refugees from Nauru and Papua New Guinea. And the organisation is training the next generation of advocates as Australia's largest investor in refugee leadership. We are Australia's most influential and effective refugee organisation when it comes to creating change. We have relationships in Parliament with the entire crossbench and members of the coalition, Con said. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is trusted because we don't endorse any political party and we are not aligned to any faith. We are just seeking to create positive change. Walking together for unity. After the defeat of the Voice referendum, a devastated Con reflected on the parallels between First Nations people and refugees, two groups with vastly different journeys, both seeking to be safe, free and heard. We must stand with First Nations leaders because they have the solutions. We must listen, learn and walk the journey as allies. We need treaty and truth now, as well as a voice, Con said. Facts and figures don't work when others are pushing fear, racism and division. So we need to turn to our shared values. We must respond with what matters to everyone, love, community and family. This is our common bond. How to make an impact in your neighbourhood. For people seeking to follow in Con's change-making footsteps, he has some encouraging advice. Be proud of where you come from. Work hard, remain humble, and make a difference. Everything you build through your own hard work, Con said. There is a long way to go and the work is ahead of us, but we cannot despair. Despair is not a strategy. We've got to come back and be more prepared and more compassionate. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre website offers a wealth of information about how to support refugees, from volunteering to booking catering with social impact. To learn more, visit asrc.org.au. About the Melbourne Awards. The Melbourne Awards are the City of Melbourne's highest accolade, recognising the people and organisations who make a significant impact on community life. Visit us online to be inspired by this year's Young Melburnian of the Year, actor and transgender rights advocate Georgie Stone, and other Melbourne Award category winners and finalists. For more information, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/Melbourne Awards. The picture captions read, Con Karapanagiotidis, OAM. Con, cooking with his mother, Sia. And Con believes that everyone should have a seat at the table.